Scano, Sego, Sigoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. The Woodland Cultural Center has successfully raised the money needed to renovate the former dormitory building, but it was a huge undertaking. I spoke with the executive director of the Woodland Cultural Center, Janice Montour.
It was a really big undertaking, and I think looking back, I mean, the original budget for when we started the campaign in 2015 was $13.5 million. So it went up by $10 million more as we started to sort of peel back the layers of the building, because we started to encounter things like, oh, there's some issues with some of the structural pieces. The foundation needed like major waterproofing. So there were things that just happened to the site. And then obviously too, we will be expanding the parking on the grounds. So that will be part of the phase three work, which will happen from near the very end. But yeah, it's an exciting project. A lot of people have been asking us.
Fundraising completed well in advance of the 10-year plan. To hear the entire interview, be sure to listen to Compelling Conversations this Sunday just before bingo. In sports, the Six Nations Chiefs take on the Peterborough Lakers at the ILA this Sunday in Game 3 of their series at 7 p.m., and the Blue Jays are in New York tonight as they face the Yankees at 7 p.m. Eastern. Your weather for the Six Nations and Mississaugas of the Credit Territories tonight, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers early this evening with the risk of a thunderstorm and a low of 13. For tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. There's also the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. We're looking at a high of 30 with a humidex of 35. Don't forget, check out CKRZ's Chase the Ace with a progressive jackpot that changes daily and your chance to win the weekly prize drawn every Saturday at 1 p.m. For CKRZ FM, I'm David Moses.